How are major medical societies responding to the FDA's changes to menopause therapy labels? Find out about this and more in today's Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. The FDA's recent removal of most black box warnings for menopausal therapy has generated clear, concise reactions across U.S. medical societies. The American College of Obstetrics and Gynecologists strongly support the decision, emphasizing that prior box warning, especially for low-dose vaginal estrogen, created unnecessary barriers to effective care. The Menopause Society also endorsed the change, noting improved access while reminding clinicians that individualized risk assessment remains essential, particularly for systemic therapy. The Endocrine Society views the update as a way to restore confidence in hormone therapy for appropriately selected women. The American Society of Reproductive Medicine aligns with this perspective, calling the change consistent with evidence-based midlife women's health policy. The American Urologic Association supports removing the box warning on low-dose vaginal estrogen, citing long-standing safety data. However, not all groups are enthusiastic. Public Citizen opposes removing the box without new large-scale trials, warning about potential overuse. Women's Health Initiative's investigators take no formal position, but stress that counseling should still reflect the trial's nuanced findings. Across perspectives, clinicians are urged to apply individualized, evidence-based decisions. In our next story, we learn from a report from the Pan American Health Organization that the Americas have lost their measles-free designation after endemic transmission was reestablished in Canada, where the same strain has circulated for more than 12 months. Case counts have surged to over 12,500 across 10 countries, with the most cases concentrated in Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Infants under 1 year remain the most effective, and nearly 90% of cases occur in unvaccinated or partially vaccinated individuals. Active outbreaks in Canada, Mexico, the U.S., Bolivia, Brazil, Paraguay, and Belize highlight persistent gaps in MMR1 and MMR2 coverage, far below the 95% needed to prevent sustained transmission. PAHO emphasizes that the setback is reversible, but requires political commitment, strong surveillance, rapid response capacity, and renewed vaccination campaigns. Canada is working with regional and domestic partners to rebuild coverage and interrupt transmission. Across the Americas, clinicians are essential in identifying suspected cases, reinforcing vaccine confidence, and addressing hesitancy at the community level. And finally, good news for people diagnosed with AFib who love coffee. A new randomized clinical trial published in JAMA evaluated whether caffeinated coffee affects the risk of recurrent atrial fibrillation or atrial flutter in adults undergoing electrocardioversion. 200 habitual coffee drinkers were randomized. Half consumed at least one cup of caffeinated coffee daily for 6 months, and half abstained completely from coffee and all caffeine-containing products. Participants were older adults with a history of sustained AFib or A-flutter, with a mean age of 69 years, and were treated across hospitals in the United States, Canada, and Australia. Recurrence rates differed meaningfully between the two groups. AFib or A-flutter recurred in 47% of the patients assigned to coffee consumption, compared to 64% in the abstinence group. Caffeine consumption was associated with a lower risk of recurrence, with a hazard ratio of 0.61. These findings suggest that moderate caffeinated coffee intake may be safe and potentially beneficial for patients after cardioversion, though individual guidance remains essential. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions, please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing, Medical News Roundup, and just ask, what's my Flash Briefing? Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Seddy for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.